Well, this morning, our League of Women Voters feature has to do with Sex Trafficking Awareness Month, and Maud Dornfeld joins us as our guest in the studio. She's the executive director of Lifehouse, and they just recently, I'm trying to pull these little fragments out of my brain because we talked about it this summer. You recently established a living facility for girls who are coming out of this life, who have been rescued or have escaped or have gotten out of this life and are trying to put their lives back together. It's got Sun in the name. Remind me.
That's right, Lisa. It's Soul House.
Soul House.
Yep, good memory.
I could see the picture. I could see the illustration in my mind, but I couldn't come up with the words.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Soul House opened in July this year, and we've got several residents in the program right now.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Sex Trafficking Awareness Month, something really important in particular, I think, here in the Twin Ports, because there are still people that you talk to that say, oh, that doesn't happen.
That's right.
That doesn't happen around here. Homeland Security's got all the ships locked down so tightly, nothing, you know, is going on in the ships, and that's just an urban myth, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, for that reason, the theme of our Awareness Month is from back page to the front page. For that very reason, and because so many of these transactions take place online now and out of the public eye. And so it's pretty easy to deny that this is a problem in our community, but it absolutely is. And then to the front page, we want to bring this to the forefront, which is part of why we do Sex Trafficking Awareness Month activities every year in January.
It's easy to assume, and I may have been guilty of some of the same assumptions until some conversations that I had, that this is a choice that some women make in order to feed themselves or whatever. Now, in retrospect, I'm kind of making this scrunchy face of paranoia and thinking, this is a bill of goods that I've been sold, and perhaps possibly by men, because someone pointed out that the girls who begin being trafficked are way too young to A, be mature enough to make a choice like this, and B, to legally be able to make a choice like
that. That's right. Absolutely. Nothing could be further than from the truth that this is a lifestyle choice. Young girls are recruited into this dirty business. They're coerced, they're tricked, they're exploited, they're conned, and in many cases, they're battered into submission. It's a really terrible thing, and we really need to recognize that this is not something that people are simply choosing to engage in. It's something that it's a symptom of our oppression.
They're not graduating from a 4-year or a 2-year university and saying, "Now I'm ready to embark upon my life of prostitution."
Absolutely not.
It doesn't work that
No,
way.
It does not.
And so and also there have been some advances in the laws too, because at one time the woman or the girl was as culpable as the client, and there have been some changes in the law.
Right. Just a few years ago, Minnesota passed the Safe Harbor Act, which redefined anyone under the age of 18 from being a juvenile delinquent or a criminal to being the victim of a crime simply due to their age. So now we're decriminalizing that, and as a result, that's why we've got new programs like Soul House. These victims need a safe place to heal.
This is me trying to formulate a question, how can it? It seems to me impossible, and yet if it was impossible, you wouldn't have something like Soul House. It seems to me impossible that a person could ever be able to put their life back together again after having it start in such a rocky, horrible, devastating way.
Well, you know, it's definitely a long process, but it certainly is possible for young people to heal from the trauma that they've experienced. They just need long-term support. They need a great deal of support from their communities and to hopefully reunite with their families. And that's why we're here for the long haul, to help them on that path. But it's absolutely possible to recover.
Well, there are a number of events that are going to be going on in January. January is the Sex Trafficking Awareness Month. And there's going to be an event that's going to kind of kick that off on January 7th, kind of when everybody gets back from being flung, you know, hither and yon for the holidays.
That's right. We'll have a press conference on January 7th at noon. I believe that will be one of the new mayor's first official visits, and she'll give a proclamation to raise awareness of sex trafficking in our community. And we'll also have several speakers, including Judge Tarnowski, Nigel Perrott from PAVSA. He's our regional navigator, folks from ACO and from the Native Sister Society. There will be a red shawl healing ceremony. It'll be a really great event to kind of kick off the month of activities. Later on in the month, we're going to show a film with impunity, which really addresses systems of oppression in our community that really foster the demand for sex trafficking or for commercial sex. And later on in February, there'll be a fundraiser, a Nepali dinner will be held to raise funds for victims of sex trafficking. And also the Lake Superior Area Sex Trafficking Force will have some events in January, a press conference on January 4th. And in January 26th, they're going to have a program with an awesome guest speaker, Christine Stark. She's a survivor and does a phenomenal job of speaking to the survivor voice.
And the League of Women Voters, of course, is going to have all the information about all these events up on their website. And we'll get a link set up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find, and they can go and click there for more information. Maud, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thanks.
Great to see you.
Bye-bye.
Maud Dornfeld, our guest here in the studio. She is the executive director of Lifehouse. January is Sex Trafficking Awareness Month. Lifehouse recently opened Soul House for survivors of sex trafficking. And our League of Women Voters feature comes to you once a month right here on 103.3 KUMD.